En novembre 2017, la fondation Purple Wrong a demandé un permis de développement pour une structure, mais a été refusée. Le jour même où ils ont reçu le refus, ils ont demandé une modification du règlement sur l'utilisation des terres afin de permettre un abri de transition qui était incomplet. Brent Taylor, le directeur fondateur de Purple Wrong, a déclaré que la fondation avait été confrontée à des réactions négatives à la fois du conseil et de la ville depuis le début de ce processus il y a déjà 4 ans. Je suis en compagnie de Brent Taylor. Hi, Brent. Thank you so much for your time. So first of all, can you tell me a little bit about Purple Wrong?
Yeah. Purple Wrong started in 2016. It was so much publicity about homelessness that I noticed at the time. And I thought, you know, it didn't seem to be that tough. Obviously, the core problem is of homelessness is that there's no home. There's no place to live. And I got into it and I studied a little bit and found out about, you know, some statistics and how the typical housing first model was, you know, worldwide kind of in favor. But that doesn't guarantee that there's willing landlords to you know, supply, you know, houses. So what we came up with was to get away from the shelter mode is a type of house, we call it a transitional shelter whereby the person would have it as long as he needs it, and not just the shelter. Like most of the shelter homeless industry, I want to call it, is their statistics, the results are counted in meals served and shelter nights. Well, to me, that doesn't bring them up out of homelessness. It only maintains homelessness. So look at it was, if we could actually give them a warm, safe, dry place to be where they could actually go to school or get a job and have access to you know, internet, where they could apply for a job and actually get an answer when they have no phone, but they have just a tablet where they could respond. That was the gist of it. We actually built shelters and presented them to various places on display, but we got off on the wrong foot politically because the homeless population started, you know, hanging about and around our shop, and that brought complaints, and complaints brought, you know, difficulties with council, and it was in Peace River anyway. It just wasn't in favor. So that's kind of the long and short of the last 4 years.
Okay. You said a transitional shelter. What's the difference between a shelter and a transitional shelter?
Well, typically there's stages of homelessness. There's people who are, you know, over and over again homelessness. It's chronic homelessness, and they basically wind up on the street either, you know, permanently or time and time again. Then there's people at risk of homeless where they're, you know, evicted, and they're just always just on the, you know, one paycheck away from being homeless. There's some other, you know, actually prescribed descriptions of homelessness. But the difference between sheltering them, a typical shelter, even a woman's shelter, it has a tenure of, you know, you get your act together in 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, it's a great safety net, but you're not expected to stay there long term. And you know, at other shelters, there is no men's shelter in Peace River, but even so, like in Grand Prairie, where there is, it's only a last ditch resort, and it's not a place to stay. You're asked to leave in the morning, and you know, it's a full time job to be homeless. And it's just looking for, you know, where to stay warm or where your next meal is or a bathroom, and so. The difference of our transitional shelter would be that they won't look. They have a place for their stuff. They don't have to, you know, get a change of clothes from the Salvation Army and hang the leftovers in a tree. And you know, that sort of cleans up the whole visual of homelessness. And you know, the stigma of homelessness, it really starts with that. If people have a place to be and a place to stay, their whole outlook, their whole worldview changes. So I'm sorry, to answer your question, the biggest difference is the tenure. And and that you're actually assigned a place for as long as you need it. And of course, we're only the real estate component of it. There's many components of how to, you know, reduce homelessness. We only want to be a tool in the toolbox for other associations like mental health associations and church type church associations where, you know, they can be checked on, they can be engaged in programs and wellness checks and whatnot. You know, a lot of these people, they don't really want to be handheld and told where to be and where to go and what time to get out and basically march to someone else's drum. They're people, and all they want is a place and a barrier-free shelter. By definition, is if you're drunk out of your cotton picking mind in the street, you can go into such a shelter, and it's a very difficult bracket to help these people. Just because they're in bad shape doesn't mean they should freeze to death outside. You have to let them in. But where do you start to influence them and help them with addictions and life skills? You got to have a place to be for that to happen.
Personally, can I be involved in the foundation? Is it possible?
Absolutely. We've had a terrible time because it's a political bomb. It's so controversial, and we've burned out a lot of directors who were part of it just because we haven't been able to get traction. Right now, our shelters, our prototypes, are sitting on a trailer that the town went to great lengths to have us remove them because, you know, it was part of a development taking a whole building with a barrier-free shelter underneath. Some association offices and these shelters being out on the outside and with plans to scatter them throughout the scattered shelters so they're not all in one place and just take the whole stigma away from it. But because they were on there and there's no zoning for them to be on there, we were denied. We tried a couple or three times and we tried modifying the town use bylaws with some descriptions of how what would work. You know, if that doesn't work, maybe there's just a gap in the land use bylaw. Let's focus in on zoning and see what other municipalities have done. Anyway, it's all landed on deaf ears. These shelters now are on a trailer because we were ordered. We had a court order to move them. And if the town put as much effort in supporting us and helping us find the way to make these things doable, they would be occupied. You know, we've never really rebelled. When we're told that doesn't work, we've never actually let anybody even stay in them to date, which is a real shame. It's so ironic when you see someone, you know, shivering under a blanket, leaning up against these things that they're not allowed to be in. it makes you shake your head, really. How can you be involved? At any time, we welcome people to be involved. We're really not sophisticated, I guess, enough in our group to, you know, we've been turned down for, you know, various grants because you have to have the local municipal support. That's the first question on most these types of grants. We've asked for that and been denied. They have a fear that if we make it comfortable for homeless people, there'll be more homeless people coming here. And it's kind of backwards logic, but that's what we're up against.
Why do you think Purple Wrong have received backlash for years now?
Well, it starts, I guess, because before we approached the town for permitting and things, the town noticed that homeless people were accumulating in behind our shop there, and we didn't drive them away. We didn't, you know, house them or anything, but we, you know, we actually enjoyed knowing and getting to know them all, and brought in a doctorate of psychology as a director, and we really had a good rapport with them. But I'll tell you, it didn't go over well because the first interaction with the town was them ordering us to move them away, shut them down, take them apart, get rid of them. And yet, you know, people, you know, first responders and police, they I believe, from who I've talked to there, they quite enjoyed seeing that they were all in one place. It was much more manageable and they weren't scattered all over the town. There's different, I guess, camps about it. And I don't totally discount the town's opinion. But it's, you know, the whole issue of homelessness is not a local issue. It's everywhere. And to deny that it's here and sweep it under the rug is, I think, just bad leadership.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Brent, for everything.
Well, thank you for the call.
C'était Brent Taylor, le directeur fondateur de la Fondation Purple Wrong. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.